State education officials are concerned that an amendment passed as part of the state budget could allow voucher schools in Milwaukee and Racine to set up satellite campuses around the state. This would make proposed enrollment caps in the program meaningless because the schools in those cities have no limits on how many students can attend. Walker says he likes the idea of lifting the caps, but not like this.
I believe the compromise I worked out with members of the Assembly and the Senate was pretty clear, and I want to make sure that the language I ultimately signed into the law reflects the reasonable compromise we had and doesn't seek to use a technicality to try and take it any further than that.
Walker says he would rather see voucher enrollment caps changed through separate legislation in a couple of years. On other policy items added to his budget by the legislature, Walker was more vague about whether he'd use his powerful line item veto.
There are a number of items that have been raised that raise some concerns to me that many of which will probably likely veto out.
Walker did say that he and his staff will look closely at all items added to his original budget proposal by lawmakers. He says policy items that have no fiscal impact on the state should not be included in the budget. Overall, Walker says he's pleased with the legislation, which he says includes nearly $1 billion in tax relief, more money for workforce development, and caps tuition increases at UW system schools. He says he'll sign it into law before July 1st. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.